every time I go to a concert or a ball game, the vibe is so nice. I want to be a part of that for my whole life.
Over the years, Edie Brickell's life has involved more ball games and concerts than it has albums. But it's clear when she talks about making music, including her two new albums, that it's something she'll always love. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Edie Brickell has never felt she needed to crank out album after album to stay relevant. After two records with the New Bohemians in 1988 and 1990, Edie met and married Paul Simon and concentrated on raising the first of their three kids. Edie Brickell came back now and again with solo work and collaborations, including The Heavy Circles with her stepson Harper Simon. But this year, she's doing something surprising and exciting as she releases two new albums. One of these is The Gadabouts, a side project of sorts featuring legendary drummer Steve Gadd, Pino Palladino, and Andy Fairweather Lowe. When I talked with Edie Brickell in Studio A, she told me about the other album, her self-titled solo album.
Well, when we were in rehearsals for the Volcano Tour, I had some new songs, and the band played through them. And I was so excited to hear how great they sounded that the first chance we got, like about a week into the tour or so, we had one day off. I said, let's go record those songs while we're feeling them. Because I finally figured out that that's the way I wanted to record, when a song was fresh and I could experience the emotion of it and not just remember it. Because I felt like there was something always lost or missing on my former records. And then those three songs that we recorded were On the Avenue, Give It Another Day, and Been So Good. They felt so great that that was just the concept. Every time we wrote a new batch, we'd record them as soon as possible. And, you know, we'd get together, I don't know, maybe every 6 months. But then I had worked on The Heavy Circles, and I wanted to complete that, and I already had a lot of songs written with New Bohemians, and I wanted to finish that. So this record kind of got set aside, and I figured it couldn't hurt it, because it would just allow me more time to write, hopefully, better songs, and then I could have a real collection that I loved.
I noticed on the two releases that they are coming out on a record label called Race Carlotta Records. And I thought, I got a funny feeling there's a story behind Race Carlotta Records. Did you come up with that?
Yes. My friend Carla Sachs, I've been calling Carla Carlotta. And then it slipped down to Lotta for years. So I call her Lotta. And she just makes everything so much better for me in so many different ways across the board, from just being a fantastic friend to making sure I don't make many missteps in my career. And she's just a wonderful guide. And my career is a little bit of hurry up and wait, so we just combined that to Race Carlotta. And because she wouldn't let me just call it Carlotta, she's very modest. So we just slipped that in there.
Music from Edie Brickell, that's You Came Back, recorded live in FUV Studio A. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Hear the complete interview and performance in our online archives at WFUV.org.